I'll be on in a minute, then I'll sweep you away. Don't fall for the monsters in this maze, but I could love you forever if you'd meet my gaze.
Already. The track was Neo Medusa. The band was The Midnight. That was a selection by Ryan, one of my three guests that I'm joined here this week. The boys from Survive the Night podcast.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. That's pretty good, man. It's got very Carpenter vibes. I feel like I should
be
wearing my white blazer and just doing either like a, you know, some kind of power-up montage.
I don't
like
you
were saying, just going for a nice cruise down like the Oregon coast.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I don't like when Ryan suggests things that are good, but does. He does sometimes.
Yeah, every time you're like, I did it again!
Yeah, every once in a while.
Bastard. If you're just tuning in here, you listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and I'm joined here by Andy and Ryan and Amir from Survive the Night podcast. You can find it on all your Spotify's, Apple, Google. That's everywhere it can be.
That's
right?
Pretty much it.
Stitcher,
Napster,
yeah, LimeWire.
Don't pirate us.
I mean, can you?
Probably not.
There's not Cedars.
I think technically you could. I mean, Torrent? You could probably rip from Spotify and then just put it.
Yeah, put us up on torrents.
Really get it out there. Be like, man, have you heard this sweet crossover? Before we get back to talking with the boys, I have to do my civic duty and let you know what's going on in our scene this weekend. So I'm going to try to get through this because there's quite a bit going on. I'm going to try to do it all in one breath. Starting with tomorrow, that is Friday, May the 19th, you can go down to Corky's, that's in Chilliwack, and see La Chinga with Billy Butcher. That's happening for our good friend Randy's birthday. Fuck yeah, buddy. Randy, it's been a long time since I've seen you. I'm glad that you're doing okay and that you're still alive after the pandemic. It's been a long time since I've seen your gray bearded face. Say hello to your brother Leroy for me. You could also go down to the Cobalt. Yes, that's right. It's back open. It doesn't smell like piss. There are doors on the bathrooms. You can see Fall City Fall, Thank You Driver, Growing Dead, and Rose Asleep. I don't know any of those bands, but hopefully they're good. Or you go down to Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery, one of my favorite places in the city, and see the furniture. It's either L-I-3 or Lie, and it's just spelt stylized. I don't know. Big City Germs and The Dead Zones, who I think have the best name on that bill. Pretty bad Stephen King book, though, so I don't recommend that one. That's down at Lanaloo's. It's all ages because Lanaloo's is rad. That is your Friday. Saturday, May the 20th, you can see Black Dahlia Murder, Terror, and Frozen Soul. If you're into metal and all that bands with the squiggly writing that you can't read, that's happening at the Rickshaw. You could go out to Abbotsford to the Banquet Room and see Alex Rake and the Leaves, Hollow Groves, Villain, and Loans. Alex Rake and the Leaves, definitely the best band name of this whole weekend that's happening. And then, if you want to come to my neck of the woods, out to Maple Ridge, you can go down to the Albion Fairgrounds. My friends are putting on the Art Church Art Festival happening at the Albion Fairgrounds. There's like 60 vendors and artists and freaks and weirdos. It's $15 to get in. There's a garden, there's food trucks, there's art, there's Brent Ray Fraser. He's gonna paint fucking pictures of Jesus with his dick. Wow. I'm not lying. That's a real thing that he did last time.
Fuck, it's wild.
I highly recommend you check it out. Support local art. It's a good time. There's nothing going on Sunday, so hang out. I don't know, watch wrestling or do something. Listen to Survive the Night podcast.
There you go.
And then Monday, May the 22nd, down at Lanaloo's again, because Lanaloo's is fucking rad. You can see Citizen Rage, No More Moments, and Ostringer. That's what's going on. Whew. I did it, folks.
I don't know if it was one breath, though.
No.
Close. Pretty close.
One breath a day. Mm. Yes. Right. Indeed.
I'm going to be celebrating Queen Victoria on Monday. She was a great woman.
And you gonna pour one out for
her? Pour one out for her. And no, I'm gonna summon her ghost with the Ouija board and ask her some questions.
Queen Victoria, not Queen Elizabeth.
No, it's Victoria Day. There should be an Elizabeth Day though.
You think so? I forgot it was a long weekend.
I guess if it gives us a stat, I'm cool.
Exactly.
With it.
What are you gonna ask her on the Ouija board?
How did you like it in bed? Why not? Don't you want to know how Queen Victoria got down?
I'll be honest,
it was a different time.
Mind.
It was a different time.
I feel like
I think fucking's been the same for
vanilla,
a while.
Pretty vanilla.
I feel like there'd be a lot of smells.
Yeah.
Smells?
A lot of smells I'm not into.
Because they weren't as hygienic back then?
Because they weren't, they weren't doing that stuff at all.
Was I not on this whole time?
No, you were. I just got that last time. I'm sorry.
That's a good way to keep me off.
It's fine. I'm sorry, Andy. I didn't mean to do you like that.
It's fine.
It's good.
He doesn't like Queen Victoria anyway.
No, I don't. I don't care.
Screw the monarchy.
I have a question for you.
Oh, please.
Shit. What one of our takes for certain movies did you hate the most?
The turntables.
I have to assume it's one of mine.
There's been a lot. I scream constantly when I'm at the print shop listening that you're wrong. It's not necessarily of a movie review that I thought was wrong.
Okay.
That you guys have covered, but I will tell you where I think wrong, and it is Ryan. who I thought was wrong. You guys recently all went and saw Evil Dead Rise, a franchise that I is very near and dear to my heart. And Ryan said that he liked it, which is fine, but not so much you liked it, that you thought it was like one of the best ones, and specifically better than the 2013. And I can't explain to you how fucking wrong you are.
I surf Reddit a lot. I go on R Horror quite a bit, and everybody on there also are like, the 2013 is way better, and I don't understand it. I thought this one was better, in my opinion.
How?
I thought
What's better? Is it the wooden children acting?
I thought the
is
gore.
Is it the dumb looking, the gore? You're gonna sit there with your mustache face and your spectacles, and you're gonna tell me that the gore from Evil Dead Rise is better than 2013?
I personally thought it was better.
I will tell you, I can prove to you in 1 second here why 2013 has way better gore. All right?
It's all practical?
Yeah. There's a lot of bad digital in this, but it's aside. Is that Evil Dead, at its core, if you look at the original film, the 81 version, is that it's grueling horror. Mm. So what it does is that when most horror movies, like say you're going to cut off someone's arm, right? Usually what most horror movies will do is they'll take it, they'll do the quick cut, boom, goes the axe, maybe it'll show it going in, but usually they cut away first, right? What Evil Dead does is it'll cut, and then it'll hold on that shot and watch the blood pour out, and then you won't get quite through, so you got to cut again, then there's a bone, and then you're going to pull and sever, and it'll keep zooming in and get the gore until it makes you squirm in your seat uncomfortable. That's what Evil Dead does, right? So that's the original film. In 2013, another great example of where it makes it uncomfortable is say you have the X-Acto blade scene, and she takes it and she cuts her fucking tongue down the center, and you watch it go through the entire time. It doesn't cut away, it doesn't cheap shot, it doesn't do anything but show you pure grueling horror. What does Evil Dead Rise do? The shot that there could have been a cool one was when she, like the demon mom's on top of her own child, which is fucking awesome because it's a demon attacking her own children, which is a great concept that it misses. But she has the tattoo gun. Fucking excellent. Goes for the eye. Oh, that'd be fucking good. It's closing in. It's zooming in on the eye. What should it do if it's a real Evil Dead movie? It should tattoo the fucking eye. What does it do? She misses and it gets a little fucking pissy ass line that doesn't even draw blood that goes up the fucking forehead. Lame.
Okay, look.
Lame.
I'm not a film critic. I just like really bad movies. So you could also maybe say that's why I liked it the most.
Other point is the fucking cheese grater scene, which they've made a whole goddamn poster of the cheese grater like it was some good thing. And all it does is one quick little fucking glide.
I was a little disappointed.
There's barely any blood.
So much potential.
Where it should have gone, fine, do the first one, be like, ooh, that's rough. Then zoom again, and then go again until you fucking get a couple of a little fucking plate of fucking grated calf meat. That's what should have been in there. I don't know. It had such potential.
So how did you feel about the new Evil Dead movie?
It was fine. fine. It was fine.
I watched it 40 times.
Dude, I've watched it 3 times.
Wow. Yeah. I watched it twice.
I went to the theater once by myself and then again with Sam when we were on our trip to Nova Scotia. And then I watched it one more time, hoping that maybe I'm like, the first one was a little tired. Maybe it just wasn't hitting for me. No, it gets worse. It gets worse. The movie would be fine if they just... If it was like any other movie besides an Evil Dead, if you just took out the book and then just made it like any kind of evil movie, it's a perfectly
fine
movie.
That was sort of my thing too, and it didn't help that we, you, Andy, and I, we all watched, or part of it anyway, the marathon that The Rio was playing of the Evil Dead original trilogy.
That was excellent.
And I think watching the original like a week or two before Evil Dead Rise made it land a lot softer than it would have if I hadn't, because it just reminded me of how fucking amazing the original Evil Dead was, and it paled in comparison.
It made me realize that I don't like Army of Darkness as much as I thought I did.
See, that's the thing. Like, all of Evil Dead is... I think we had this conversation when we saw the movies. Like, they're all excellent films in their own right, but they're all distinctly different films.
Sure.
They have different vibes, very different tones. Yeah. Army of Darkness is great. Not a great movie.
Yeah.
Like, per se. Like, the effects aren't great, even though it has the biggest budget. It's got a lot of really
wonky
effects.
It's just very watered-down Evil Dead.
Yeah, there's...
Even more so than, like, the TV show had tons of gore.
Mm-hmm.
True. I mean, the TV show is hands down my least favorite thing in the entire franchise.
Oh.
I hate it so much.
I actually personally like
I love it.
What
I hate
I've
it
seen
so much. I love Bruce Campbell, but I hate the show.
Ryan, say something.
I thought the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't do it. It's the reason why I don't like the show. Like, it's fun, don't get me wrong. But the thing I didn't enjoy about the show is that it did exactly what I thought it was going to do, is that it went more Army of Darkness.
Oh,
and it's funny and slapstick, and it turns Ash into a racist, drug-addicted, bumbling idiot, which he's never been before. He was never a drug addict,
and he was never
a racist.
I think it's because he's old.
Sure.
Yeah, you're allowed to be racist when you're
old. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was really, really watered down. Okay. The jokes didn't land for me. It was a lot of, like, bottom shelf, like, poop humor.
Oh, that's up our alley.
It's just, I don't know.
No, yeah, I'm not into the poop humor. Penis humor, yes. Not poop humor.
No, you love the poop.
No, I don't.
It's fine, and the jokes are fine. It wasn't a horror. What they did is they made a comedy show with blood. They didn't make horror. And that's all I want out of Evil Dead. It's just horror.
Horror, yeah. I would argue that the original Evil Dead is unintentionally kind of funny.
True. Yeah, there are stuff because it's awkward and it's like teenagers making a fucking movie in the woods. So there's awkward line delivery that's funny. But when it switches to horror, it gets fucking horror, man.
For sure.
I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. Anyways, Evil Dead Rise, it's fine.
It's fine.
Go see it. I
would agree.
Yeah,
that
it's
fine.
It's better than...
I liked it.
I guarantee it's probably the best horror film that's playing right now. It's better than fucking Renfield, even though Renfield's not really horror.
Can you get a soundbite of you going at Ryan so I can listen to that while I sleep at night?
All times, every day. I'll explain to him why it's better. And also, didn't you think the book looked dumb? With the fucking little Venus flytrap
teeth thing.
Yeah, like,
weird.
I mean, there's been like 17 versions of the book. You could have picked any one.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt like there should have been...
They should make the book make it look like a children's book.
That would have been fun.
Really fucked up.
The next one should be like a Kobo that's glitched.
It just had, I mean, I guess the weird monstrosity thing at the end was kind of cool.
I love that.
Not really a Deadite, but kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my buddy Christoph about this, and I was complaining about, I'm like, Deadites don't do that. They don't form into like a weird flesh monster like it's the thing. But then I'm like, well, I guess in Evil Dead 2, there's that weird tree thing that fucking busts through the cabin that doesn't make any sense. And
I feel like Evil Dead can be whatever,
they can be whatever they want.
Whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, I just want things to be more scary. I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. What movie are you guys doing next?
We mentioned it earlier. They Live.
But the one that's coming out tomorrow is High Tension.
What a weird...
Yes. Fantastic movie. It's a great movie.
Ooh, you're going to not enjoy that episode.
I mean,
there's going to be some screaming.
It's a good movie until the end, and where everything just falls apart.
There you go.
Don't get me wrong.
There you go.
It's exactly how
we're on the same page.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic until it gets to... the twist that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It undermines the entire film.
Totally.
And the most epic scene where they've got like the fucking cement cutter like going through the fucking front of the car window, which should be like a blood explosion of awesome. It's like this little grazing cut. It's like the weakest thing. I'm like, why?
I think that's why we were arguing that it wasn't a good movie, because of the way the ending undermines the entire film. It just kind of, it's like a shaky foundation that all collapses at that very end.
And based on that, I would agree. It doesn't work. But if you just like erase
cool
the last like 5 minutes of that movie,
there's
got to
be a cutout there that somebody has made that
different ending
that makes it a good movie.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know.
Yeah, the last few disturbing movies I've picked have really not been winners, honestly.
What was before High Tension? Do you remember?
Excision.
That one sounded kind of cool, though.
It sounded better than High Tension.
And watching it was just kind of like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a bad movie. It was a good movie. But it wasn't that, like, oh, I don't feel good watching this.
Yeah, I would say the last uncomfortable film that you picked that we all, I think, liked was Martyrs. It was wild.
Martyrs
is insane.
Yeah. That is... I was interested in the decision, like, why you chose an uncomfortable film to watch that you'd never seen before. Like, how did you come to that conclusion? And I guess also the same thing with High Tension.
Yes.
Have any of you guys seen High Tension before?
No.
Andy had.
I did.
Okay. All right.
I'd only seen Martyrs out of the ones I've picked.
So what makes you want to watch
and
these movies?
Super Dark Times.
Oh,
that movie is absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I suggest everybody watch that.
I know you're asking Ryan this, but I feel like there's like it's cool to have this sense of discovery about a film together.
100%. I'm curious what brings you to these films. Oh.
So I didn't get into horror until I was like mid teens, and then I was a real 2000s emo kid, and I was trying to be super edgy, so I would hop on the old computer, get onto that torrent site.
Look up some hentai.
And I would just look for the most messed up movies I could. Mm-hmm. So I've seen, like, you know, a Serbian film, 120 Days of Saw.
Yeah,
like, all that stuff.
The
and,
room.
Like, there's still ones, like a lot of them, that I want to watch. And it's also
baby
like,
geniuses.
Like horrifying. Like we were saying, what the hell is the movie called now? I just completely forgot. It Comes at Night.
Mm.
Like that movie that just makes you feel bad when you're watching it. I really like it. So I wanted to get some more stuff in, some more movies that I've been wanting to watch, and unfortunately been a lot of misses.
So you just had a pre-existing list of movies. You're like, I know this is supposed to be like a quote-unquote disturbing film.
Yeah.
And I just haven't got around to it yet. So that's kind of what you're working your
way through.
Pretty
much, yeah. Okay, and I was like, oh, well, I'd like to watch these. I might have to change a few of them. The our like near Christmas one for that, I might have to change to something lighter because I picked like an actual real dark.
Which one?
I picked Threads.
Oh.
Which is,
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, but I've not seen Threads.
There was one I was disappointed that Ryan changed. We were going to cover Old Boy. What did you switch Old Boy to?
Old Boy's good.
I think I changed it to
High Tension.
High Tension.
Old Boy's excellent.
I've seen Old Boy.
Yeah. Okay,
I hadn't
fair.
Seen
High Tension. Yeah. I still like High Tension. It's just it doesn't stick the landing.
On all the sites I saw when they're showing it, they're always like, the twist is so crazy at the end. It's going to blow your mind.
It's fucking garbage.
I watched it with Andrew, and then it
makes you mad almost.
Yeah,
right?
I was just waiting. It makes no sense.
I was watching it with him, and I'm like, just waiting. I'm like, oh, here it comes.
Because you know it's coming.
Here it comes.
Well, we mentioned on the podcast, and I think if I had seen this movie closer to the time it came out, which was 2003, I think the twist wouldn't have been as disappointing.
No, it would have been. Trust me.
You think so?
Because I saw it then. It was just as disappointing then.
I saw it at that time too, and I was I was probably like 17, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it makes no goddamn sense. It's impossible. It's impossible for the film to happen. I was going to say, I've got a couple suggestions for you for uncomfortable films.
Okay.
One would be the Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Seen it. Love it.
Yeah, excellent film. If you guys haven't seen it, it's...
Haven't seen it.
It's excellent.
Not. It's streaming. I don't remember what streaming
Where
service.
Where the fuck is it streaming? Dude,
like
I had to
Tubi
like...
Tubi or something?
It might be Tubi, yeah.
Tubi. I had to get a copy of it. I went to the Crypticon in Seattle, and I bought a copy. I'm like, oh, you fucking have this. It's excellent. They had all these rare tapes. 100% a bootleg. It's the same shitty quality that I torrented fucking a million years ago. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this version's on YouTube. Like, what the fuck? But great film.
It is.
Nonetheless. Very uncomfortable. Very weird.
The ending is one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. On another thing of sad films, I don't know if you guys do real life documentaries, if you would
we
put that in there.
We haven't done any documentaries yet.
But it's horrifying and guaranteed the saddest thing you've ever seen. Watch a film called Dear Zachary.
I have seen it, and it is super depressing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. If you want to have all of any faith in the Canadian justice system shooken from you forever, watch Dear Zachary.
I've never had any faith in the Canadian justice system, so that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's heart-wrenching. It's a brutal film.
I don't have any faith in any justice system, to be honest.
Fair enough. One more would be, again, it's also in the documentary realm, a film called Haunters, Art of the Scare.
I watched that when it first came out,
yeah.
And that one guy is the scariest person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. You've turned into me when it comes to talking about certain movies.
Me and Sam put that movie on one day, like a Tuesday night, smoked a joint, fucking got in bed. We're like, oh, watch this, because like we do Evil Dead the Musical, and our buddy Chance, who puts it on, was a haunter. Like he had his old Scream farm. He did it in Oklahoma. They brought it up here to Seattle, and he did that every October with Evil Dead as well. So we're like, oh, cool. Like we know a couple of people. Like the one film haunt that they go to very briefly, and the guy has like those really big like animatronic things in the woods.
Yeah,
that's our buddy Chance's friend that like taught him a bunch of stuff.
Awesome.
So we thought that's what the movie was about, just like haunters and that stuff. We're like, that'll be fun. Yeah, didn't expect the weird fucking like torture dungeon guy.
Yeah,
and didn't expect the weird guy who's in like the obviously loveless marriage, whose brother like punched him in the face and disconnected his cornea and shit.
Shit.
It's a it's a strange documentary that goes places.
I put it on thinking like, whatever. I got nothing to do, and then I was just glued to the TV watching it.
Dude,
it's like, oh, regular scary like haunted house stuff. Okay, and then the guy who's like, you have to sign a waiver because one guy almost died when he did it, and it's like, what?
Well, I mean, I've heard of extreme haunts. Like, I'm aware of them being a thing, and that's fine. But they all of them have a safe word.
Yeah,
right? Not this guy.
No.
And he's it's so
and
fucked. If you guys haven't seen it, watch it.
The fact that he puts that on YouTube and you can go find him.
Yeah.
It's just
that he brought he tricked his neighbor into going in twice.
Yeah.
And fucking like broke her mentally. Oh, it's great. It's an excellent, disturbing film. Anyways, those are my recommendations, but Ryan already knows them. So
I honestly thought you were going to say Antichrist, and I was going to be like, God damn it.
I don't like Antichrist.
Thank you. Neither do I. I've seen it like four times. Don't like it.
It's my favorite movie.
My buddy Padley, who I'm in a horror chat with, he fucking ranted and raved about it. He loved Antichrist so much. He's like, I found another copy at the thrift store. He's like, I bought it for you. He drove it out to Ridge and gave it to me. It's on my shelf right now. He's like, you got to watch it. So I did. Don't like it.
That's real funny because I saw it at Willow Video in Langley, and I was like, nobody else has to see this movie, so I bought it, and I still have it.
I still haven't seen it.
Me neither.
I mean, it's not a bad movie. Like, it's what is it, Gus Van Sant? Is that who did it?
Lars von Trier.
That's
so
it.
It's like, it's really weird and disturbing, but there's just stuff in it that you're like, okay.
It doesn't for me. Although I liked his other film, House That Jack Built.
I liked that one.
Yeah, I thought that movie was fantastic. Like I don't know if it was appropriate, but I laughed so hard in the theater. Like when he like, what is it, murders the family or whatever, and then he like goes back, he has to keep going back to the house because he has like, he thinks that there's like blood that he's forgotten to
get.
Oh, so good. And then he like shoots the children.
That's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
Family entertainment.
It's wonderful. I feel like we've gone off the rails slightly here, but that's fine. Oh, crap, we're almost out of time. I really lost my shit on Ryan there for a minute about Evil Dead Rise. I'm sorry.
Don't forget about our friend Amir's song.
Oh, yeah, Amir.
All right.
Let's go out on that song. But before we get to it, because I think it's a perfect way to end this episode, so I'd like to thank you for recommending it. Two things. One, Andy and Amir, you guys have a band. It used to be called Vanity Season.
It also used to be called Honeyway.
No, it's still called Honeyway.
It's called Honeyway for now.
It's Honeyway. Yes. Can people find you?
No.
Yeah, yeah, kind of can.
You have no social media.
We're on Instagram, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, Honeyway.
Yeah.
We're still working on stuff. We're going to do some recording soon.
Did you guys have shows?
And some shows soon.
We've had one show.
Well, we played together when you guys were Vanity Season. Yeah. You changed the name, so now it doesn't count.
Right, no.
I guess.
And we don't have a bassist.
Hey! Yeah. So is it just the two of you now? No, there was like five
we've got
of
a,
you guys.
We've got a guitarist named Seamus as well, and he kicks ass.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why isn't he here? Because he's not part of the podcast.
Exactly. No, he doesn't like the podcast.
Does he not listen?
No.
Oh, you should kick him out of the band.
I probably should. Sorry, Seamus. Oh, he's not listening. Whatever.
There you go. He'll never know.
You're out!
All right. Any last things you guys want to do or plug? The floor is yours.
I want to plug Tubi. Go check out Tubi.
It is pretty great.
Some great horror movies on there.
Has a lot of good found footage stuff.
And a lot of crappy movies that are still fun to watch. Like Titanic 2 was streaming on Tubi for a while. It does
Titanic
have a sequel.
2?
Yeah. There was Titanic 2. It seems inconsistent.
Like The Boat Strikes Back or something.
check out my OnlyFans. Yeah. Amir.
just Amir. The only one.
Yeah. That's a very common name, too. So.
I know. I scored quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just add Amir on OnlyFans. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, you're doing Trash Horror
Dr.
Reviews.
Trash.
Yes. I started an Instagram called Dr. Trash Reviews, and I'm basically just reviewing all the bad movies I've bought, the shot on video. You know, the bad quality, the low budget, everything.
The Astron 6 stuff? And
Astron 6 isn't bad quality.
I don't know,
How
man.
Dare you?
No, they're good
Vinegar
quality.
Syndrome?
I'm talking like Which Visual Vengeance
know,
stuff.
Man.
Like actually shot on like a VHS recorder.
There's some good stuff.
Was made for like $100. Mm. They're all fantastic movies. I love every single one of them. But yeah, I'm putting little reviews on it and just posting pictures of it on Instagram.
Mm. I'll have to give it a follow. We'll see.
I've only got one up so far for a movie we just watched called Shaolin Invincibles.
Ooh.
About two sisters who had their family murdered, and they learn kung fu to get their revenge, and they have to fight two gorillas, which are very clearly men in fake costumes, and two wizards that fight with their tongues.
Wow.
All right, then.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's good. I liked it.
Bet you did, you little freak.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, of course, if you like horror movies and bad jokes, check out our podcast,
Survive the Night podcast.
What we've been talking about for the last hour.
Kind of.
Yeah. Sort of.
Sort of.
In a sense. Once I got over how much I didn't like Evil Dead Rise.
Yeah.
Thanks again.
I'm sorry. You're welcome. Thanks for coming on, guys. I appreciate
it. No problem.
I know it's way past your bedtime round.
It is.
I do appreciate it.
You know, I took tomorrow off, so I'll be okay.
Ah, that's good. Good. Then I'm going to make you hang out because I got more movies I want to talk to you about offline here. All right. You guys have been listening to Rad Radio on CGSF 90.1 FM. You can always find us on our Facebook page, I guess, facebook.com/radradio. I swear to God, one day I'm going to get off that platform because it's the fucking worst. You can also find us at cgsf.ca and here on your radio dial at 90.1 every Thursday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Thank you, boys, from Survive the Night podcast. Check it out. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It's a good time. I swear to God, I know the jokes seem bad sometimes, but they grow on you.
Mm-hmm. Just like, don't listen to the first five episodes.
Yeah. Good call.
I say you do. I say if you can't get through the first five, you don't deserve the other 83.
It's a podcast. You always start from the newest episode.
No, that's not how I do it. I start at the beginning. That's how I get in, man. I've listened to the very first episode.
You must abandon a lot of podcasts.
I do, yeah. Not all of them don't make them. The fact that I still listen to fucking Last Podcast on the Left is a miracle, because those early episodes are hard to read.
Yeah. Hard to listen to.
Henry's insane. Anyways, we're out of here, guys. Thank you, Amir. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Andy. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, man.
Here,
thanks.
This is Amir's last pick. This is probably the greatest song ever recorded. It's by a little band called The Ramones.
When the cold wind blows, no one cares.